Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bob Leibachen, president of RML Trading. Bob, we saw a risk-off trade today, especially across this grain market.
Yep, exports were nothing to brag about, kind of in the middle, lower end of expectations. So that was one thing, and the market had a decent move up here recently in the corn, so a little pullback there. Soybeans, kind of the same. We had gotten up to some levels that matched some prior highs. We had a pullback there. And wheat market, biggest thing there, the Kansas especially, down about 22, which was about 4 or 5 off the low. Entered into some fund selling, managed money type thing with the forecast that hinted at some more rain in the southern plains. So time will tell on that, if that materializes. And there again, Russia underbidding us in Europe. European supplies look plentiful. And just continue to talk about kind of a two different issues on the wheat. Our country, you know, with the late seeding expectations and the dryness in the southern plains, and kind of a tug of war back and forth, corridor news as far as Russia or Ukraine. One minute they talk about maybe some progress, and then other times they mention there's some ships that need to be inspected and moved on, and they're not getting done. So time will tell on that issue.
Yeah. Plus also Ukraine's neighbors not wanting to take grain from them and letting it move through, and that's kind of on again, off again too.
Right.
Livestock side, what happened there?
Feeder cattle up with the corn down today, up $1.85. Live cattle up 75. The exports on the cows were up a little bit, were down from last week, and combined sales are lower, but of course with the idea that we're going to have tighter supplies moving forward, so the market ended up rebounding even on some negative news as far as exports. Hogs had a little better export than last week, but continued idea that there's plenty of hogs around. Some ideas that maybe that could be changing here as we move forward, but we're down in a level here that we've been trading sideways for about 2 weeks here, and we ended up down $1.35 today.
Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of?
No, of course, as we move forward, time of the year now, weather will get to be more and more important. Got a little snowstorm here for today and tomorrow, and then still kind of rather cool forecast, and some of that does go into larger part of the growing areas, and could be some slow germination, that type of thing, as we move forward if that forecast continues to stay on the cool side.
RML Trading President Bob Leibachen.